local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the silver lining to that hurricane off to our east is drier and cooler air. Dr. Bill has more with our forecast coming up. Right now, 66 at our studios. That's nice.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and very pleasant with temperatures in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with high temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean Dalton Kelly, Dr. Bill, came with traffic. Hey, Dr. Bill, we'll talk with us more at 7:35. We will talk about this cooler, drier air coming into our area. You're feeling it this morning. Also, the aftermath of Michael, but Michael's still a thing, tropical storm that will, by what Dr. Bill told us last hour, get ready, y'all. He'll break down the timeline, but by Monday, could be off the coast of France.
Amazing.
What just rolled through Mexico Beach could be off the coast of France. He'll fill in the details coming up and a look at our weekend forecast as well. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning as first responders and families and lawmakers survey the damage left behind by Hurricane Michael. We now know authorities say at least two people at this hour have died. A man was killed by a tree falling on his home in the panhandle. And according to WMAZ-TV, an 11-year-old child, well, she was killed by a tree falling on her home in southwest Georgia. Search and rescue crews were expected today to escalate their efforts to reach the hardest hit areas and check for anyone who could be trapped or maybe injured from the storm debris from yesterday. Now, according to the Gadsden County Sheriff's Office, the man who was killed, that happened when that tree toppled on a home. And that was while emergency crews tried to reach the home, but downed trees and debris blocked the roadways. The debris was a problem in many coastal communities and caused hundreds of thousands of people to be without power. Once the storm settled, Governor Rick Scott announced that thousands of law enforcement officers, utility crews, and search and rescue teams would now go into recovery mode. A man living on a boat was rescued after the boat washed ashore during Hurricane Michael. According to authorities in Okaloosa County, they made that rescue and then they took to Twitter to update the community, saying, quote, "Our deputies along with Okaloosa Island first responders received a call for a capsized boat at the Gulf Island National Seashore. A man living on the boat was rescued after it washed ashore during the hurricane." A tweet coming from @ OCSO Alerts. If you'd like to hear more about alerts happening in your area, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 709 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Glad you're along. Yeah, that man on a sailboat. There that living on the sail, you would think you'd still get some warnings there on what's going on. Governor Rick Scott in Florida yesterday addressing the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen and one of the worst power storms to ever make landfall in the United States. We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. During disasters, Floridians take care of each other. We saw this after Ermine, Matthew, Irma, and Maria. Floridians are strong. Floridians are resilient. We will recover, and we'll do it together. Florida is unbreakable.
And he went on to talk more about this.
And we'll get through this together. Hurricane Michael cannot break Florida.
All right, and that's going to be maybe not broken, but for sure injured this morning. If you look at video pictures coming out of the Florida Panhandle places, Panama City, Mexico Beach, Apalachicola, mm-hmm. even up in Tallahassee, you see the amount of damage, storm surge damage there along the coast, and then the number of trees down. I would challenge you today, if you hear a live account of somebody that's there in the storm zone reporting on, you know, whatever's going on, if you don't hear somewhere in the background chainsaws, because I heard it even yesterday. We've been through this here in our area of the Gulf Coast on these big tree storms that knock somebody down. To get power crews in, to get the first responders in, you got to saw your way in, and that's going to be a monumental task.
Yeah, I've seen images this morning on Twitter of trees across 98 in Jacksonville. And WKRG reporting that an 80-mile...
In Jacksonville?
Well, they sent it to Action News Jax.
Okay,
so
which
it
may
wasn't
have been...
specific. It might have been closer towards the storm, which would make more sense.
Right.
But they didn't put the location of the storm. But it was of the fallen tree on power lines across U.S. 98 there in Florida. But then an 80-mile stretch of Interstate 10.
Listen to this. This got reported this morning. Y'all, does this open your eyes?
Yeah, WKRG was reporting that from Dufuniac Springs... to all the way over to Lake Seminole, about an 80-mile stretch of Interstate 10 has been closed so they can clear debris. They said it was due to extremely hazardous conditions. This is the interstate.
Think about those of y'all who have driven I-10 through Florida, you know, the shoulders are, I mean, not... they're significant. Mm-hmm. They are the trees. I mean, they have that the deer-proof fencing that runs down the road there. And so, and the margin there has to be, seems like it's 50 feet.
Yes.
From the edge of the interstate to where the tree line would be, and so big enough trees were blown over, or they were moved after being broken onto I-10 that they have I-10 shut down.
It's amazing. And they've also been reporting this morning that a reporter and photojournalist from the Tampa Bay Times went into Mexico Beach, Florida, which apparently got the worst
of the storm.
Right,
that's where the landfall was,
And this reporter found the town of about 1,000 almost impassable. So they reported seeing many destroyed homes, some with staircases leading to doors suspended 10 feet in the air with nothing on the other side, entire structures washed away, refrigerators and toilets, and piles of soggy furniture strewn across properties.
Those poor folks here, we'll talk more about that coming up, get you the latest. Also, Dr. Bill will break down Hurricane Michael when he joins us around 7:35. Check in with News 5 next.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent hurricane, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible, because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Michael made landfall at Mexico Beach, Florida, Wednesday as a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour, the most powerful storm ever to hit the Florida Panhandle. The rapid intensification of the storm caught many by surprise.
It's like, move, 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 and the door just, and the roof flew off.
The storm was downgraded hours later with winds of 90 miles per hour as the eye moved across southwestern Georgia. Severe flooding, structural damage, uprooted trees, and down power lines appeared widespread in coastal areas near where the storm made landfall. Help for the victims of the hurricane is already pouring into the panhandle. Thousands of utility workers from companies in several states were staged ahead of the storm to begin the work of restoring power. Gulf Power says more than 111,000 people are without power this morning in the panhandle. Mobile police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting. 19-year-old Michael Montgomery was arrested Wednesday. Police say he shot and killed 23-year-old Deontay Davis Sunday on Dexter Avenue near Ladd People Stadium. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
And thank you, Bill. 715 FM Talk 106.5. Here's a number we haven't seen in quite a while. 66 now at our studios. Dr. Bill has our cooler forecast for the weekend coming up. Right now, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
A little preview of tonight's Tiger Talk show. Gus Malzahn will be up first at 6 tonight to break down the first half of the season and look ahead to Saturday's game against Tennessee.
Our team is in a good spot mentally for everything that we went through the first half of the season. And I think we're set up to improve each week We've done that the last few seasons. I'm confident we'll do that again this year.
Submit your questions for Coach Malzahn by tweeting right now at Voice of AU Tigers or emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now this message from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn soccer coach Karen Hoppe will be on Tiger Talk tonight to talk about the last 2 weeks of the regular season and, in particular, Sunday's match on the road.
Mizzou's going to be tough. Their last home game beat Ole Miss at home, and they're very good at home. They're dangerous in attack. They'll likely play a three front. They're great on the counter, and, you know, it's another one of those SEC venues that's tough to play.
One more time, Gus Malzahn, Karen Hoppe, giveaways, and more on Tiger Talk live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn tonight. Night at 6. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and very pleasant with temperatures in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with high temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents, but they've got the accident right in front of Hardee's there at Moffitt near Knollwood. It's really been tying up traffic this morning each direction as you're traveling over towards the interstate. Backed up beyond University. So again, Moffitt Road is a parking lot today, traveling towards the interstate. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Hurricane Michael caused destruction across the panhandle, Florida, Georgia, and more. And thousands of people were forced to evacuate, and they needed shelter. Two main shelters in Dothan were the Wiregrass Church at 900 West Main Street and the First Baptist Church shelter at 300 West Main Street. Also, three American Red Cross shelters opened their doors across the state to include in Montgomery at the Ozark Civic Center in Ozark, Alabama, and closer to home, the Robertsdale Coliseum on Fairground Road. The Dothan shelters have family areas and places where children can play. And yes, the storm has blown over, but still, these doors of these shelters are open and they can answer your questions if you have them regarding you and your family and your future accommodations. If you're a Verizon customer impacted by Hurricane Michael, good news from October the 10th through October the 14th. Verizon says they will provide free calling and texting and data to its postpaid and prepaid customers who live in the areas of the Florida Panhandle, including coastal Alabama, which were in the direct path of the storm. Verizon says that as part of their ongoing commitment to those on the front lines of public safety, speed caps and their restrictions have also been lifted for our first responders here in Alabama and in Florida. Keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 throughout the day, as right here in Mobile Mornings, Dr. Bill will give you the very latest on our forecast today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn.
Get to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Tennessee.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers return home to battle the Big Orange.
Set of steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown.
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Captain Bobby Averscotto joining us around 7:50. Ron Holbert with Landy up at 8:30 this morning. Talk to Dr. Bill just about 10 minutes from right now. Look forward to the weekend forecast and more on the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. Hurricane Michael slamming into Florida, and that is one of our three big things. Top stories on our website at fmtalk1065.com. Also, Alabama Power to send between 600 and 700 contract crews for hurricane relief that work in Florida. And how about this? Ronald Reagan is back on the campaign trail as a hologram. Yeah, this is an interesting story. Check this out, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then maybe you've heard the headline, and people rallying around this, of Kanye West meeting with President Trump.
That's right.
Yeah, this is, of course, after Kanye West on Twitter has expressed support for Trump, had the Make America Great Again hat on.
Yep.
I got people all riled up. I think that was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was in the first episode of Saturday Night Live this year, where he wore a Make America Great Again hat on the stage and started ranting. Believe it or not, Kanye West was ranting on the stage and saying that he was being bullied backstage by the cast members for wearing the Make America Great Again hat, and that he's just trying to bring America together again.
Right. But so here's the headline is Kanye is meeting with President Trump, but get the rest of the story.
Yeah, so today Kanye West is going to meet with both Jared Kushner and Donald Trump, and that's been reported over the last week or so. And he's supposed to, in this meeting, talk with the president about job opportunities for former convicts and also gang violence in Chicago, which is Kanye West's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, there's been a little bit of adding to the story, because today the president will be signing the Music Modernization Act, which was unanimously passed by Senate last month. It's called a sweeping bill to reform music licensing and royalty payments long sought after by the industry artists. It's supposed to guarantee songwriters and artists receive payments for pre-1972 recordings, as well as for improved payments for works that are played on streaming services. And there will be several people there for the signing of the Music Modernization Act. You have Neil Portnow, who is the Recording Academy CEO, RIAA President Mitch Glazier, Kanye West, and Kid Rock.
Kid Rock's going to be there. So that, but that has not come up in the... So they didn't say... And also, we'll have... It's what? I wonder Murphy introduces that, and here are distinguished panel guests. Here, there's you know, the so and so and Neil Portnoy, and here is Kanye West, and here is Kid.
Yeah, they put his DJ set up there, because if you've ever been to a Kid Rock concert, he plays every instrument on the stage at some point in the show. But he does that jump from the top of the stage onto the ground.
Do you think that's how he rolls into the Rose Garden today? And he's jumping in. They got the DJ booth set up there on the dais. And
well, I'm wondering if they don't, at this point, I don't think this is Kid Rock's first visit to the White House. I wonder he and Ted Nugent might not have a house close by that they stay in and just come to the White House all the time.
A camper more than
that's more like it.
A camper there. So, okay, so that's what's going on today.
Kanye West meeting with Kushner and Trump, and then they'll sign the Music Modernization Act where Kanye West and Kid Rock and Donald Trump will be in the same room.
There you go. And also, speaking of music, saw this was pretty pretty telling. If you remember, it was October 20th, 40 years ago, Lynyrd Skynyrd's the plane crash. But Lynyrd Skynyrd's story from Rolling Stone said Lynyrd Skynyrd's surviving members could not prevent the release of the film Street Survivors, the true story of Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane crash. A federal appeals court ruled on that yesterday. Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan, New York, overturned a permanent injunction that had previously halted the movie, which depicts the 1977 plane crash that killed Southern Rock Act's then frontman Ronnie Van Zant. Street Survivors, named after the group's 1977 LP of the same name, is partially based on the recollections of former drummer Artemis Pyle, who played in the band from 1975 to 1991. The musician was one of 20 survivors of the tragic crash in Mississippi, which killed five other passengers on the band's touring plane, including guitarist Steve Gaines. Heirs of the Van Zant and Gaines, along with founding guitarist Gary Rossington, sued Pyle and Cleopatra Records over the biopic back in June of 2017. A lower court judge ruled 2 months later that the project violated a 1988 Blood Oath consent order in which the band members agreed not to exploit the Lynyrd Skynyrd name after the crash. U.S. District Judge Robert Sweet declared that the film would bring, quote, irreparable harm, end quote, to the band name and the late members' estates. As part of the agreement, Pyle was permitted to sell his own life story, but not allowed to use the band's name or the rights of those killed in the crash. But after the Court of Appeals' 3-0 ruling, Cleopatra Records is now free to distribute the film, which reportedly cost $1.2 million to create. The court said the decrees phrasing block Pyle from making a film about Lynyrd Skynyrd's history, but not one focused on his own life experiences within the group, the crash included in that. The crash is part of history of the band, but it's also an experience of Pyle with the band, likely his most important experience, according to the ruling. Said provisions of the consent decree that both prohibit a movie about such history and also permit a movie about such an experience are sufficiently inconsistent, or at least insufficiently specific, to support an injunction. So it's going to be distributed. No word yet on when it's going to be out, but this biopic that has been banned for all this time is now going to make it to the market. All right. All these years later, I'm still talking about that fatal plane crash. 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Search and rescue efforts are underway this morning in Mexico Beach, Florida, where Hurricane Michael made landfall Wednesday. The fast-moving but dangerous storm packed winds of 155 miles per hour. The storm intensified right before landfall. Officials say 280 people at Mexico Beach did not evacuate.
Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen, and one of the worst power storms to ever make landfall in the United States.
Florida Governor Rick Scott. Many people in Panama City are without electricity and cell service.
Signs of destruction are extensive in the downtown area. Debris litters the streets, including downed signs, trees, and materials ripped off buildings. Rooftops are gone from large buildings, and many homes have been destroyed. As Michael continued moving northwest through Florida, it caused damage in the state capital of Tallahassee, knocking down trees. Damage also reported in Alabama, in Dothan, and surrounding areas as the storm pushed into Georgia. Still is a hurricane. Michael has weakened to a tropical storm centered into eastern Georgia and South Carolina this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Fires were seen burning in the early morning darkness the day after Hurricane Michael slammed into Florida's Gulf Coast beach town, some areas almost impassable now with entire areas seemingly destroyed. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
We did search and rescue all night long. The Coast Guard has been unbelievable. They did rescues during the night. We have a massive flow of search and rescue, highway patrol, National Guard, utility workers, pushing their way down to these impacted areas.
Michael, now a tropical storm dumping rain on parts of Georgia as it moves to the Carolinas. An American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut are okay this morning after the Russian rocket booster launching them to the International Space Station failed 3 minutes after liftoff, forcing an emergency separation and descent to Earth of the crew capsule. Stock futures recovering some overnight losses now, but still down. Dow futures off 137 points after yesterday's historic loss. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas?
Maybe the bride's on the way.
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The sharp sell-off in U.S. stocks spilled over into global markets today, with tech stocks falling the hardest as investors refocus on slowing global growth, rising bond yields, and increasing trade tensions. Right now, futures pointing to a sharply lower open after stocks skidded yesterday, the Dow Industrials tumbling 832. Tired of being cast as the poster child for big banks behaving badly, Wells Fargo has been expanding its presence in the nation's capital to convince lawmakers it has changed. Reuters says over the past 18 months, Wells Fargo has added more than 15 people to its Washington team, tripling its size. Wells Fargo's also been highlighting millions of dollars spent on programs dedicated to homelessness, housing for veterans, and financial literacy in key lawmakers' districts to try to win back their favor. Crude oil is sharply lower this morning, down $1.31, trading at $71.86 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I've got an accident right in front of the Hardee's there on Moffitt Road near Knoll, where they just got it cleared up, but traffic's backed up almost to University. Looking a lot better now, getting back onto 65. Spring Hill Avenue also seeing some delays, but no new wrecks in the road lanes. You've got delays eastbound I-10 from Halls Mill Road, that area, all the way towards Range Line and 90, but it's a good ride downtown. The Bayway, the Causeway, starting to see some delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowie County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Call Jubilee Roofing at 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And Dr. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
And the good news now is we're feeling the effects of the backside, the wake of Hurricane Mike. With 66 at our studios right now.
Yeah, it feels good. We've got a cold front that's actually moving through, and it's going to give us some cooler temperatures tonight. We're going to get down into the 50s, 55, 56 degrees tomorrow morning. Beautiful day today, low humidity, about 85 degrees, plenty of sunshine. And as I mentioned, tonight down in the 50s, and then tomorrow, just outstanding, sunny and near 80 degrees, and still wind out of the north, and then back into the 50s for Friday night. And right now, the weekend's shaping up nicely with mostly sunny skies, 82 on Saturday, and around 85 and sunny on Sunday. There is a chance on Monday and Tuesday we could see just a few isolated showers. It's still going to be comfortable in the low 80s, but we'll have another mass of dry air moving in midweek, so that'll drop those nighttime temperatures back down again. So really looks good for the next week.
Let's talk about now looking at the aftermath, although it's weird to say the aftermath of Michael, because Michael's still a tropical storm, and he said it's it has some life ahead of it.
Yeah, it's really over South Carolina, moving into North Carolina, and still producing gale force winds, expected to move off the coast of Virginia tomorrow, and then move out over the Atlantic, where it will maintain strength, but then it will lose its tropical characteristics as the upper air winds take over and really drag it out over the North Atlantic. But it's not finished. It's going to end up on the coast of France or the English Channel early next week.
Wow.
And so the Europeans will get to share some of our storm activity.
Let's talk about that storm activity from yesterday and the breakdown on Michael. How strong was it when it made landfall? Talk to us about some of the details.
Well, officially 155 mile per hour peak winds, but actually some of the measurements that occurred, the Air Force reconnaissance just before it made landfall, they had measurements from 152 to 159 miles per hour. So there's a good chance that when they evaluate all the data, and they have plenty of data because they were running planes back and forth almost constantly over the last day, getting measurements of this storm, and they may very well upgrade it to a Category 5. This was not a giant storm as far as aerial coverage, but it was a very compact and very intense storm. And the pressure, and it was the third lowest that's been recorded of any hurricane that reached the U.S. mainland. And with that low pressure, it was an indication of how high those winds really were. We're seeing damage now that's very much equivalent to tornado damage. And most of that damage, that's not tornado activity. That's straight line winds. And so they were certainly up close to that 155 figure. You must remember that the highest winds in the hurricane are not right at the surface because there's friction there with the land surface. But they're up maybe 1,500 feet above the ground. And that's where the highest winds occur. And so it's very, you know, very possible that when they do some evaluation that they will find some winds that were more than 155, perhaps even 160 or more.
Wow. And what about storm surge? I've seen a lot of video, of course, of places like Mexico Beach, Panama City, Apalachicola, with the water flowing through the streets. Any stats yet on how high that surge got?
No, I haven't seen that. We should start getting some information on that today and tomorrow as to what the highest figure, but I wouldn't be surprised to see 13, 14, or 15 feet in some areas.
Wow. Wow.
Particularly, of course, to the east of Panama City, where we had the eastern eye wall, and the flow was from the south that was pushing the water onshore. So I'm interested to see those figures.
Dare I ask, are you watching anything else in the tropics?
There's two named storms out there, but they're no threat to any land area. We still have Leslie that has been basically vacationing out in the central Atlantic. It's made several loops, and now it's back almost to the coast of Africa and expected to make a turn more to the west. It should die out, but we've talked about that a couple of weeks ago, about it fizzling, and it didn't do it. We also have, by the way, Leslie is actually a hurricane with about 80 mile per hour winds. Nadine, which is a tropical storm, is out near the African coast. It's not going to last much longer. It's moving into an area that's rather unfavorable.
Now, remember y'all back in, I think it was July, we were saying, well, you know, this, they really missed the mark on the number of hurricanes for this year. It's such a quiet year. And Dr. Bill said, hey, remember, we still have a lot of hurricane season ahead of us. It is living up to those stats now.
Yeah, incredible second half of the hurricane season now. And, of course, it reached its peak in the middle of September, and we've had all this activity. And then we had that big flurry of activity earlier, which produced Florence. So been an interesting season.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. We're glad you're watching it for us, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Tropical weather expert, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. All right, coming up, the Waffle House Index. We've discussed that before, showing how bad storms are. How many Waffle Houses were closed because of Michael? We'll give you those stats coming up next.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors, too. But Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good Store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, schedule a test drive, and get great deals on light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial Ram trucks, all worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Don't miss this great offer. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by October 31st, 2018. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Yeah, so Dalton, you were talking about yesterday how many Waffle Houses had closed. Here's the post from the people at Waffle House. Spokesman Pat Warner told USA Today that they had closed 30 total Waffle House locations, 22 in Florida, 8 in Georgia.
Wow.
Said Waffle House has not been able to check damage at its locations, but plan to do so early today. The company then would develop a reopening plan, which is going to be important with all those people working and all that work being done in the Florida Panhandle, all the work crews coming from elsewhere, let alone the people back at their own homes trying to put life together. Warner said Waffle House had not been able to check the damage, but they will today. They'll release that information. At least one location sustained significant damage in the storm. A billboard fell on a Panama City location of Waffle House. The billboard toppled over onto the Waffle House, causing what they said was significant damage to the building. So there you go. If you're looking at the Waffle House index here, that would be as red as it gets. Waffle House Storm Center, a team that mobilizes during extreme weather, have been monitoring the storm's path since Monday. Waffle House restaurants rarely close, often providing food and resources to first responders during natural disasters.
That benchmark is so fascinating, yeah. I think, to check the Waffle House index.
It's a Waffle House index,
storm.
Yeah.
And this has to be, for eight stores to close in Georgia, with the storm coming from the southwest, mm-hmm. not from the east side, but from the southwest, that has to set a record for the most inland Waffle House closings because of a storm, I would imagine.
I bet you it does. We'll probably find that out. I monitor their feeds on Twitter. We'll see what they say today. But yeah, so, you know, like Dalton said, even FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, monitors a Waffle House index, a color-coded indicator of what restaurants are open, closed, or offering limited menu to gauge how well an area will recover from a hurricane, tornado, or other hazard. 744, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Throughout the morning, we will continue to keep you updated on all things Hurricane Michael, but we also want to let you know about the news headlines impacting our area right now. An overnight shooting has claimed the life of a gas station store clerk working at the A1 gas station on Telegraph Road. Pritchard police arrived to that scene just before 4 a.m., and that is where they found a man on the floor behind the front counter, suffering from what appeared to be a single gunshot wound to the torso. Police say that they believe that the motive is robbery. The victim was transported to a local hospital, where he later died as a result of his injuries. Anyone with any information is encouraged to give the Pritchard Police Department a call at 251-452-2211. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, also known as MAWS, is confirming that they responded to a sanitary sewer overflow on October the 10th on Schillinger Road South. Approximately 975 gallons of wastewater overflowed into Second Creek as a result of a grease blockage on the main line. According to the press release, MAWS crews, they have cleared the blockage and they are taking steps to prevent future overflows at that location. Now, situations like these can be avoided since this grease blockage occurs when foods with fats, oil, or grease are put down the drain. MAWS does provide free containers for grease recycling. If you're interested, hop online and go to www.itseasytobeungreasy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 746, FM Talk 106.5. And coming up, we'll check in with Kane for more on the traffic side. I did get this from the text line here. A wreck at Schillinger and Tanner Williams. A bad wreck. North Schillinger blocked, rerouting onto Old Shell. We'll give you details coming up.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Michael made landfall at Mexico Beach, Florida, Wednesday as a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour, the most powerful storm ever to hit the Florida Panhandle. The rapid intensification of the storm caught many by surprise.
It's like, move, 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 and the door just, and the roof flew off.
The storm was downgraded hours later with winds of 90 miles per hour as the eye moved across southwestern Georgia. Severe flooding, structural damage, uprooted trees, and down power lines appeared widespread in coastal areas near where the storm made landfall. Help for the victims of the hurricane is already pouring into the panhandle. Thousands of utility workers from companies in several states were staged ahead of the storm to begin the work of restoring power. Gulf Power says more than 111,000 people are without power this morning in the panhandle. Mobile police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting. 19-year-old Michael Montgomery was arrested Wednesday. Police say he shot and killed 23-year-old Deontay Davis Sunday on Dexter Avenue near Ladd People Stadium. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
748 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In some college football news, AL.com reported Wednesday that Alabama junior cornerback Trevon Diggs will miss the remainder of the season. Diggs suffered a broken foot on Saturday in the Tide's 65-31 win over Arkansas. He is set to undergo surgery tomorrow and will miss the next 4 to 6 months. So far this season, Diggs has been a big producer for the Alabama defense with 20 tackles, an interception, and a team-high 6 pass breakups. And some good news for Bama fans. Alabama Athletic Director Greg Byrne announced yesterday that the song Dixieland Delight will be back in the Bryant-Denny playlist this Saturday when the Tide take on Missouri.
What could go wrong?
Right. The popular sing-along song has not been played in Bryant-Denny since the 2014 Iron Bowl. In a video featuring Nick and Terry Saban making the announcement, they politely ask that those that attend the game please keep the lyrics clean.
And rumors that it's my family that caused the ban in 2014 are misstated.
Like I said, you know, they take those high-definition pictures of the stadium. If they took one during that 2014 Iron Bowl, we're going to have to check the review and make sure that it was not the Sullivan team.
Well, the lawyers tell me not to comment. So.
It's some NASCAR news. Seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson and crew chief Chad Knaus will part ways at the end of the season. Knaus will take on a new role as William Byron's crew chief in the number 24 car, while Kevin Mendiering will take over the number 48 garage. Johnson and Knaus have been together for 17 seasons, making them the longest-running crew chief and driver pairing in NASCAR history. Together, they've won a record-tying 7 Cup titles and made the playoffs a record 15 times. But the duo has not won a race in their last 53 attempts. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the accident right by the Hardee's off of Moffett Road was really tying up traffic by 65. They've got it cleared up, still got a little delay there. Now we've got delays on Spring Hill Avenue east of 65 and also on northbound 65 because of a stopped train on the railroad tracks. Another wreck just happened a few minutes ago on Old Shell and Schillinger Road. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend with the new splash and activities lawn. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and very pleasant with temperatures in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with high temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
7:53, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Three local headlines which need your attention and your help. And social media is playing a big role, too. We head to Instagram this morning as the Mobile DA office has posted the following. Authorities are looking for Alexander Bridges. Bridges was out on bond for a robbery first charge when he picked up another charge for a murder. Alabama Police at 251-208-7000. You also can go to Instagram and follow Mobile DA Office. That is their handle, and you can see the picture of Alexander Bridges in his mugshot. Also this, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Penelope House wants you to know the following. Almost 4 million women are physically abused by their husbands or boyfriends every year. Domestic violence is a crime. The problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers. And also this, 402 adults and 431 children were sheltered in Penelope House in the year of 2017. If you need the crisis number, I have that for you. The Penelope House 24-hour crisis line is 1-800-650-6522 or the local number 251-342-8994. Please save that number and pass it on to someone in need. And the Sock It To Mobile Drive is happening right now. It's the fourth annual Winter Warm Community Sock Drive. You can drop off socks at 2213 Rue de la Flore Street in Mobile. It started October 9th. It goes into December 10th. And here's the goal. Donating 2,500 socks to homeless shelters, convalescent homes, and children's hospitals, along with offering random acts of giving to warm hearts and feet during the holiday season. October 9th through December 10th, give those socks and help warm up our community. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And Macklin Smith from HMS is going to join us on the Outdoor Show this weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now, star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Hey, man.
Hey, good morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, I tune in for that show. You talk about a cat that knows marine electronics. That dude right there knows his stuff. That's a be an interesting show, especially the way marine electronics are changing now, you know, from year to year, and it's just happening so fast, you know, and really there's the technology that's out there. He can get into it, man. It's amazing if you really are good with that electronics, how much it can benefit you fishing.
Yeah, you've talked about that in the past, and yeah, text me any questions you have, because that's what I've got a whole, you know, a legal pad here full of questions for him, and we'll talk about that Saturday morning on the Outdoor Show. Let's talk about first of all, what happened to our east and Hurricane Michael, a big hurricane. You spent some time on that stretch of the Florida Gulf Coast.
I did, yeah, years ago, you know, so a few years ago, red fishing, and it's anybody that's been down there knows, I mean, it's basically, you know, it kind of reminds me a lot if you've driven the stretch between, you know, Alabama Port and Bayou La Batre down 188. It's just a spitting image of that, of course, you know, miles and miles more of it, you know, but just low-lying pine and that sort of thing. And I just I talked to a couple of the guys that I know over there, and man, they just it was pretty brutal for them, you know. So you know, we've been through it here, and you can mm-hmm. really sympathize with them. You know, we were glued to the TV the whole time and watching them, as I'm sure a lot of other people were. And boy, just thoughts you know, for them over there. They that was a rough time.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to take a long time for recovery over there. Captain Bobby, let's talk about the good news. And back here on our side of the storm, where, you know, we skated by this one, we didn't have any damage. What about fishing? Fishing on a normal track? I mean, like you said, it's been summertime hot the whole way into October.
Yeah, well, that sigh of relief you just heard was my air conditioner going off finally after how many months of catching the breath. But, yeah, man, you know, we got the kind of the combination of the west side of that storm and this cold front that's coming through. Obviously, it's dropping the air temperatures, and of course, with that, the water temperatures are going to start dropping too. That's when you'll see kind of this thing to really go into a true transition. And with that, what you're going to see is a lot of the shrimp that are kind of staged down at the lower end of the bay start pushing up into the rivers. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you're going to need a couple more of these cool fronts to really get it down there. But that's what you'll see start to happen. And as what's been going on, where you're, you know, running from point A to point B and seeing just a few gulls diving or here, that's those schools of shrimp that are being run to the surface by trout that are on the move. So keep your eyes open for that. That's been the key to the whole deal for me. Oh gosh, I don't know, in 3 or 4 weeks now, is just watching that transitional deal going on. It's going on in the sound and up the bay. So you can do that. I also had a couple good redfish catches at the end of some of our trout trips the other day. I'm really kind of happy to see a lot of the reds that are over some of the grass, both up on the northern end of the bay, you know, south of the interstate, as well as down in the sound at the mouths of the creeks. you know, it's going to be looking to be like one of those bumper crop falls for a redfish, too.
That's so much fun. How are you targeting them over the grass? What are you using?
Well, the best thing, you know, if you get up, particularly up, you know, south of the interstate, up on those grass flats, the best thing is, because they're real spread out, is any kind of moving bait that you can get over the grass. If the water's high enough, little crankbaits were doing really well. If the grass was thick, I was going to a gold spoon, believe it or not. It's kind of a universal redfish bait that we use, I use everywhere except here, but that was really a productive bait, was a gold spoon, and one day we'll talk a little bit about using that lure, because anywhere you go from South Florida to South Texas, the gold spoon will catch a redfish.
That is for sure. Let's talk about quickly, if people want to get a trip booked with you for some fall catching, how do they do it?
Just go to 18fishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information on there. You can get us that way, and we'll get you set up for this fall.
That's perfect, Captain Bobby. I appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.